Years have passed, and I'm 12 years old now. I go to a school for older kids in a different city, so I live there now, and hardly ever visit my hometown of Patara. But helping people in need is still the most important thing to me. I don't like being the center of attention, so I prefer to share what I have in secret. One day during a church service, I heard a sermon about Jesus meeting a very rich young man, someone just like me. Jesus told him, "If you love me and want to follow me, give everything you own to the poor and come with me." I couldn't get those words out of my head. So I asked my steward to sell everything I owned and give all the money to the poor. But I made sure of one very important thing, that all my workers and my animals would still be taken care of. I miss my little donkey the most. I've heard he hangs his head and looks for me everywhere. Brave, trusting, grateful. Still, a short time later, I boarded a ship as a pilgrim, a traveler visiting holy places. I traveled to Israel, the Holy Land, to walk where Jesus lived and worked. Suddenly, I was poor and hungry. I wore the same dirty, patched-up clothes every day and slept under the open sky no matter the weather. This was hard for a guy like me who was used to having everything, but surprisingly, I wasn't unhappy at all. Actually, I felt full of joy. I loved telling stories from the Bible, especially to the children, to give them hope. After many years, I had a strange dream one night. An angel appeared and said to me, "It's time to go back to your homeland. God has a special job waiting for you there. And through it, He wants to bless you and everyone around you."